Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Oh. Love is easy tonight, family. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and you were ushered in by the beautiful Bridget Bryant. Isn't that song a prayer? You know what? I want to invite you tonight. When you go back and you re-listen to this show, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, I want you to hear that song differently. I want you to hear it as a universal love call. Yes, the universe speaking to you. And I have something else before I tell you where you can find her. Love is the master. Love is the one who masters all things. I am mastered totally by love, by my passion of love, for love. I have ground sweet as sugar. O furious wind, I am only a straw before you. How could I know where I'll be blown next? Whoever claims to have made a pact with destiny reveals himself a liar and a fool. What is any of us but a straw in a storm? How could anyone make a pact with a hurricane? God is working everywhere his massive resurrection. How can we pretend to act on our own? In the hand of love, I am like a cat in a sack. Sometimes love hoists me into the air. Sometimes love flings me into the air. Love swings me round and round his head. I have no peace in this world or another. The lovers of God have fallen in a furious river. They have surrendered themselves to love's command. Like mill wheels, they turn day and night, constantly turning and crying out. Rumi and Bridget Bryant feels like an excellent way to welcome you home. Go marinate on that. So I'm going to invite you tonight to see your dreams and desires, singing that song to you, connecting you with the words of Rumi. The universe or the God, goddess of your understanding, wants to be your soft place. Are you tearing down the wall and heeding nature's call to give birth to you? Your life wants to be a soft place. Are you making room for it? Imagine getting turned on by your life. Can you see it? Can you feel it? You're in the right place to wake up to what makes you come alive. So welcome to the Passion of Attraction. Hey, family. Now, this is where you can find Bridget Bryant. BridgetBryant.com. I'm going to tell you how to spell this Taurian sister of mine, how to spell her name. Clearly, Venus is her mother. Libra and Taurians, Librans and Taurians, ruling planet is Venus. And Bridget Bryant definitely knows how to show up. So you spell her name like this, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T-E, Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.com. We going to get it on tonight in my Marvin Gaye voice. My mission is to get you ready for your week. So this is our time, our me time. And I want to thank all the beautiful people on the phone lines and in the chat room, and especially you in the archive. I see you. Now is the only time that matters. So whenever you listen in is the right time. But if you want a reading or you have something on your heart to share, you're going to have to join me live. Call in 347-426-3344. Be sure to press 1 on your keypad if you want to play tonight. I have some housekeeping to do, but I just want to make sure. I think I saw my sweet tea from D.C., Miss Tanya, on the phone line. Nice to have you with me, baby. And yes, I said it was the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I think, I started off a little differently with Rumi. So, you might have missed that, but we're all here. We're in the place, and I'm so happy to be with you guys tonight. I've been on quite a journey. But let me tell you, get some housekeeping done and we can get into the show, okay? I want to tell you about my radio family and also the beautiful shows that you can find on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Our main goal is to shift you from where you are to where you want to be. Besides being my producer on this program, look, I want to say playground. Isn't that funny? It's one of the shows here. We have a play experience with Mbasa Safera. She comes on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and she wants to know if you have been passionately loving and appreciating you. That is her question. And you can also find Ancestral Blueprints with Life Coach Today and Lisa Iverson on the last Wednesday of the month. They had a phenomenal show last weekend, The Guru Your Soul. It's about reclaiming your power. Amazing conversation. And then I'm leaving Life Coach Today for last because he's actually on vacation next week. But it's okay. He left stuff in the archives for us to tap into until we can prepare for his return on Monday, July 8th. And he'll have Tara Sonora in the house, and she'll be talking about crystal children. It's going to be a phenomenal conversation. But besides being my producer on this program, and besides him having his own show Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern, he's also doing me the great honor of screening the calls for me and handling the technical parts of the show. So you definitely want to tune in for all of his shows. They're powerful. I wonder if I can give away the theme for July. I'm going to do it. He can't get me. I'm feeling passionate. Love is freedom. There's going to be some great shows lined up for that as well. And on his show, I come on around 1, and I break down the energy of the day. So we're going to tap in to some powerful energy when he returns. Then you have me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and the space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies might even come up to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life when you join me on Sunday nights. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, or you can post your questions on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like a page. And to stay up on everything that's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, you can make your way to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find a listing of all the shows and a calendar of what we have coming up. So, astrologically, the planets are really doing its thing right now. We're smack the beginning of the Mercury retrograde, and it's been a fun time already for some of the folks in my life. But I'm going to be reminding you while we go through these 3 weeks. Starting on June 26th, it's supposed to be over July 20th. I've heard the 19th, but you know, it starts a little early, and some of the effects can be lasting after the time that it's over. So I'm going to constantly be reminding you that this is an excellent time to review, reevaluate, to redo. People often talk about don't sign contracts, don't make any big purchases, but I know master astrologer Mark Husson, who will be visiting Life Coach Today in July, I know for a fact that he has made big purchase items during Mercury retrograde. He's actually bought cars during this time. So I think that the fear piece around the Mercury retrograde is what really invites the energy of those things that's happening. Now, I say that with a pause because I have been reminded to keep up with my keys. I have a tendency around this time to lock myself out of my house,
I'm speaking it with no fear because I am taking the time to review, calm down, take a deep breath, and make sure I have everything I need before I leave my house. I'm also making sure that I put my keys where they're supposed to be so I don't have to trip. So I'm just giving you a little bit of, you know, Mark's a master astrologer, and this man is buying big ticket items during Mercury retrogrades. Well, you know, kind of throws some of those things out the window. But communication-wise, though, I have noticed emails have been goofing off and communications, messages. Mercury is the planet of communication and messages. So while we're playing with this passion of attraction, it's also important to connect with what we're sending out there and making sure you might want to follow up and make sure that things that you sent or messages that you have sent out, that they were actually received. You know, it's just a great way to tune in and just clean house, do an inventory. Just make sure all your, you know, I's are dotted, your T's are crossed. That's what this time is for me. I'm happy that it's happening in Cancer because that's the mother of the signs, I'd like to say. And I like to think that mother wants our highest good, especially since we're in a cosmic mother year. The sacred feminine is asking for our attention, family. Six is the energy of the day, and it's the energy for the whole year. Now, how did I get that? 2013 equals six when you add it up, and the date today actually reduces down to six as well. So, how are you doing tonight? We spend a lot of time talking about the law of attraction. But how do we ignite the magnetic pull of drawing our highest good? Passion is the key. Tonight we're going to explore the hidden meaning of the Lover's card in tarot. It's more than just about finding a soulmate or your next companion. We're going to unwrap this on a passion of attraction and help you reclaim your me power. I'm going to remind you that you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Call 347-426-3346 if you'd like to get a reading. I'm very happy to pull a card for you. Now, I thought it might be fun to tell you how I came up with this show. I was really inspired by Life Coach Today. He did a show about spiritual integration. I highly recommend you check it out in the archives. And there was a question that Life Coach Today received. See if I can sum it up to invite you into my world and what I was thinking. But Life Coach Today received a question from a male listener who wanted to know how he could best support his friend, a woman, who's in a relationship, and this woman's boyfriend is jealous of the relationship that she has with the male listener. He wanted to know how to support her because she was saying that she's feeling less attracted to her boyfriend because of his behavior. And Life Coach Today gave like an amazing answer. And he talked about glue, like whether the relationship had crazy glue or whether the bond wasn't really strong. And that really got me thinking. And I was like, huh, you know, attraction is a powerful glue. Because you can't really help what you're attracted to. I mean, you can't turn that on or off, you know. You see a beautiful rose. You want to smell it. You want to connect with it using all your senses. Life is very sensual. And there's so much in the world that we can be drawn to. Now, we have a choice in how we're going to respond to it. But when I was thinking about relationships, I thought, what he had to say about, you know what, what's the state of attraction? You know, because nobody can really mess up your bond unless the bond wasn't there anyway. And it was with that I started to hear other things and start to play with the word passion and play with the word attraction. And since six is the energy of the day and, of course, the energy of the year, I thought, what a powerful conversation we can have tonight about integration and about how we can not just focus that energy romantically, but what can we do to turn on our lives? What makes us come alive? What's the crazy glue for us that no matter what is going on, you're like, I want that. I'm going to do that. I have desire in this area. And in the lightworker community, we spend a lot of time, you know, like, oh, you know, desire, you know, I don't want to say I desire something. Like, it's not holy. Like, I think of desire as a gift. I think of passion as a gift. And if I'm not feeling something, there's a high likelihood that I'm not going to really be creating in that moment either. And I have a card that just appeared from Abraham, Rockets of Desire. Abraham, Esther Hicks channels Abraham. I know you guys are not new to that. But one of her cards, one of Abraham's cards, states that desire is the beginning of all creation. And allowing your desire to come to you, you not only gain the satisfaction of having received it, you also gain a whole new perspective from which to desire more. Now, we're not calling this good, we're not calling it bad. We're just saying that desire is a glue to bring things to you. Question on the table, though, is what are you focused on? Because what you focus on expands. It's just a law. That's how it works. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We're going to get more in depth in this conversation, bringing the Lover's card into this conversation, because the Lover's card isn't just about romance. It's about desire, it's about passion, and it's actually about integrating parts of yourself, as above, so below. So when you marry the connection, the feminine, the masculine, the light, the dark, the yin, the yang, then you're in a position to create, to give birth. I'm just checking here to see if I'm missing anything. And I also wanted to invite Life Coach today into this conversation after we come back from a break, so that I can get some of his viewpoints on integration as well before we break down this energy of the day. So, take a break, get something to drink, and join me right here on The Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, You want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email LifeCoachToday at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Hope you got your refreshments because we're going to dive in to this number six. But before we dive into the number six, I would like to invite Life Coach today to come in here. I have to ask him a question real quick if he's not too busy.
You want to ask me a question? I got a question for you. Why is this mosquito bothering me inside the house? Just sucked my blood and looked at me and said, you taste good. Bye. Passion of attraction. Now it left me with itching. I tried to kill it too. It's like, oh no. Oh hell no. But he said, sorry, dude. I'm full of your blood. You can't catch me. So anyway, can you explain why I attracted that?
There's got to be a reason for mosquitoes being here. You know that there are 6 days of creation, right? And the number six is running today.
Well, I'll let you get to the end of your point before I agree or disagree. I'm listening. I don't see that point.
So what I mean is mosquitoes are here for a reason. There's got to be a divine purpose. And you know what? Maybe you just taste good, Life Coach today.
Well,
maybe
I do agree with you on that part.
Special.
Oh, their grandfather tells them about my blood. Before you die, you make sure you get some of Life Coach out of his blood. It's the best. It's part of their rites of passage.
Before you give them a happy birthday, talk
That's
about
right.
destruction. Talk about destruction. I'm trying to talk about creation. Well, hey, look, I want to talk to you about your idea or how you break down the need for the masculine and the feminine. It's really amazing how you break it down, that conversation around integration in order to manifest what we most want. You think you can break that down a little bit, the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine?
Well, I trust that I will speak to what you're asking because I've said a lot about it. But, if I'm not on the point, let me know. But what comes
I'll let
up
you
for
know.
Me.
Don't you worry.
Okay, cool. It's this idea that, you know, first of all, we all have the masculine and feminine energy within us. And really, it's about falling in love. As a man, fall in love with that feminine energy. So you can truly be a divine masculine, and for females to fall in love with the masculine. I say fall in love, not try to be like a man, because part of that is rampant now, but I understand it. But fall in love with that masculine energy so you can really be the divine feminine. And without that, really, I mean, part of what's happening when you show passion of attractions, I mean, it can go in different places. You can think of it romantic relationships or just in life. But it's about creation. You know, it's about creation. And so if you want something, if there's a vision, a desire, a goal, a wish, a want, whatever name you want to call it, you know, that's the craving. That's the masculine energy. You say, oh, this would be really nice. But then you got to put the feeling. You got to put the fire. And when those two comes together, then you give birth to life. You literally, you said something at the beginning of the show, and I find myself thinking, yeah, passion, the passion of attraction is really about allowing life to do us. Now, I know that can be taken out of context, and I mean in all the ways that you fall in love with life, that life gives birth through you because you are ready. And we get in there. You know, we get in there. Humanity is getting there where we're learning what it means when we talk, when we say divine masculine or divine feminine. And when men could, you know, it's funny you asked this. This came to me yesterday. And if something along the lines of, you know, the world needs men who are blended, who are blended in the feminine and the masculine. And this will inspire more women to embrace their femininity. And the men need women to show them how to embrace the deep vulnerability so that we can all stop being afraid of vulnerability, because creation happens when you're vulnerable, when you're open. When you're open, when you're vulnerable, you allow life to penetrate you. So we need each other. And that's the real passion, when we come together and realize, ooh, I can't do it without you and you can't do it without me. Now, I trust that's the part that you're asking me, but
you know what? You're just such a great teacher. I mean, that was grounded, is exactly what I needed, because sometimes when we are playing with tarot and numbers, you know, you could just go out there so much that you will miss something. You know, I really wanted, I needed you. I needed your energy, and I love how you say it, and it's powerful. The thing that really gets me with the way that you're saying it is that is the connection of the lover's card. You really summed it up. It usually appears with a man and a woman, and people get that in a reading, and they think, oh, I'm about to get my lover. I'm like, well, the passion of attraction is that you are going to draw to you what you're most like. So if you're blended, you will invite blended male or female energy. Can't assume everybody is heterosexual listening to me. You're going to attract a blended partner. If you're not, then guess what? You're going to attract somebody else who is going through that same lesson with you. And that's what it is. I know they say opposites attract, but I find that it's the lessons, the things that we're focused on the most, that really attracts us. And the lover's card reminds us that we need to integrate our sacred masculine and our sacred feminine to have that other part of us show up to walk and dance on the earth. So I thank you for joining me. That was amazing.
You're welcome. Okay, real quick, let me say this real quick. I got to share this. Well, actually, I was just going to say this real quick. I'm being silly. The truth is, you know, even when you talk about the lover's card, we have narrowed it down, watered it down to it's somebody else, and that's okay too. But for me, I see that the lovers is really that you set yourself up, that you fall in love with yourself. Because that's one thing. It's sometimes easy to love others than we love ourselves. We're hard on ourselves and easy on others. But really, the real blendedness happens when we can love ourselves, when things are not going right, when we failed, when we've made a mistake, when we did something wrong. Can we really honor the lover in ourselves then? Because that's the ticket.
Isn't that the ticket? And that's the conversation of Gemini, which happens to be astrologically connected to the lover's card. Did you know that?
No, I didn't actually. Wow, I did not know that. Wow.
Isn't that something? Yeah, so the lover's card and the sign of Gemini, the twins coming together, speaks of that need for blending, because the twins are really within you. So, and that's why I love these number games and tarot games so much, because we get to have a mirror reflection.
That's a good, I really like that. It's got me thinking. But when you say the twins are within each and every one of us, yeah, some of us got multiple personality. We don't just want to admit it. Because all these people running around just saying, no, you stay on your side. No, you stay on your side. We're all crazy, but we got to love the crazy in us.
Well said, Life Coach today. You know, I had to give my listeners a little bit of you because you're going on vacation. What are you going
to
do next week?
I'm so looking forward to it. Well, I'm going to rest. I think I'm going to do some reading.
You're going to hang out with your girlfriend?
I got to hang out with my girlfriend. She already saying, come to me, you know you need me. We spent some time together today, but she is the bomb, man. She inspires me to be creative, inspires me to do more. So, yeah, rest, she's the best girlfriend. And if you don't know, her name is Rest.
There we go.
Me up. When we spend time together, I feel good. Speaking of love's card.
See? There we go. Well, you and Rest have a beautiful time. We'll miss you, but you did leave us lots of gifts in the archive.
Thank you for that.
All
right. Enjoy the rest of your show.
I sure will. Thank you for jumping in, Life Coach, today. So, yeah, in case you didn't know, Gemini is astrologically, or should I say the Lover's card is astrologically connected to the sign of Gemini, the twins. So there is yet another, you know, just reminder about the need for blending and integration. Now, another way that Sig shows up is also with the medicine cards. And the six is the snake, which is transmutation. So once you have the conversation about integration, it's time to shed your skin to experience new life. The snake is about wisdom. It's also about sexuality and power and creativity. It's a heady, heady medicine. You know, because sometimes we experience life as snake bites, but we're invited to turn lead into gold, to take the snake bites and learn what we need to learn so that we can continue to grow. Now, 6 year for Chinese astrology is the black water snake. Water snake. Water reminds us of our emotions, passion of attraction. Energy in motion is what a good friend of mine calls it, emotions. So being invited to go down deep, to do honest inventory about how you feel and the way things are showing up for you. Because passion isn't just about love. Sometimes passion is about hate. And that energy will attract whatever way you're spending your energy, you're going to see manifestation of that on Earth. So the black water snake year is a powerful time for dealing with the water, the receptivity. Water is considered feminine, and we're in the cosmic mother year. And the number six is ruled by Venus. So this year, we are being asked to expand to love, to be love, expand to love, connecting with our sensuality, our beauty, pleasure. And there's something that I wanted to make sure that I shared with you guys tonight about the word passion and the word attraction. I think I got a secret code here. Because when you add up the letters in the word passion, you get a three. That's the Empress. That's the Divine Mother. When you add up the word attraction, you get a four. That's the Emperor. Three plus four, we add them together, we get a seven. That's the Chariot. The Chariot represents victory. So follow me for a second. Passion is three, which is the Empress, which is abundance. You take that abundance empress giving birth with that four emperor, the masculine piece, then you're well on your way to make life happen in a direction that you want, depending on how you're focused on your energy. So the passion of attraction, even in the letters used to create these words, there's a divine code that in order to go where you want to go, you need the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine to be balanced, blended, to take you anywhere you want to go in your life. Now, I just discovered that because I play with letters and I play with numbers. And I was adding it up one day, and I wanted to see what these things have to say. And when I discovered that, I was like, whoa, that's pretty powerful. And the other piece that I really find amazing is the letter P, which is 7. Well, it's the 16th letter of the alphabet, but you add the 1 plus 6 and you get a 7. So you're already promised victory whenever you see the letter P. So let me break down just a little bit more before we wrap up about the Lover's card, particularly through Mother Peace Tarot, because it is presented in a way that that really has a powerful lesson in how we are all dealing and telling the stories of our life, particularly the romantic stories of our life. In the Mother Peace Tarot cards, you have two vases, and on the vases are couples. One is being swept away. This man is sweeping his woman off her feet. And on the other one, a man is, you know, controlling, holding her down. Whether being swept by love or being conquered by, you know, force, both belief systems are considered to be old paradigms. So the Mother Peace Tarot cards ask us to move away from that. And instead of having these controlling images of domination, there are two shapes, abstract shapes, one white, one black, being formed into one. So you get kind of like a shout-out to the yin-yang symbol from the Eastern cultures. And then there's a rose arbor, and roses mean passion. And you see this big sunset, and the people. And then there are yellow images, like these people have moved to a heightened state because they've integrated. First, away, you know, moving away from stereotypical images of what love is supposed to be, what we're attracting to ourselves, saying no to that, and then dealing with more abstract objects so that our mind and our imagination can expand to receive more of the love we want to see. My mantra this year is, I am the love I want to be, and all good things are attracted to me. That is where I'm focused. That's my passion of attraction. So some tips while we get ready to wrap up is to watch your mental bank, what you're putting in there. I would actually recommend you turn off the TV right now. I think collectively, as a culture, we've all been caught up in stories that aren't really feeding us on a spiritual level. And if you're actually seeing stories of pain, stories of people moving through really tough times in their life, whether you agree that they deserve to be in that spot or not, you know, you have to be careful because you're going to get some crazy glue with that energy and invite some of that to you. I think those moments are moments of asking for prayer, which is definitely something that Life Coach Today says that I'm learning to support, that to not add my energy into, you know, pots of destruction. And that's so subtle right now. And the judgment piece, I would much rather play a game right now of what are the good things I want to see and how can I invite that into my energy, visioning, writing, dancing. I danced all night last night, you know. Six is also a Shango year, King Shango, who's an Orisha of dancing, drumming, pleasure, enjoying life. He's a warrior. But I like tapping into his energy, too, because his number is also 6. And so when I hear good music and my body wants to jump into the syncopation of drums and beautiful voices like Bridget Bryant, who we started the show off with, it takes my soul on a journey. It takes me back home to myself. So if you're involved in things right now that you feel like, you know what, I'm attracting a whole lot of stuff that I don't want to have, you have a choice in what you want to add for your spiritual experience. How can you shift it? How can you realign? With this Mercury retrograde, this is definitely the time to reconsider, reevaluate, and consider that passion of attraction is simply a matter of what you're focusing on. That's the magic, if there's any magic. So make sure you're feeding yourself and your spirit things that make you come alive, things that make you just want to jump up and sing. And if you don't have anything to sing about, connect with your breath. Connect with the ability to breathe, to see, to smell, to taste. And little children screaming in your hallway because they want what they want. Well, amen. I hope that baby's okay. But, you know, connecting with all of it and finding a way to be in joy. And I'm not talking fake happy. I'm not talking about a spiritual bypass. I'm talking about getting turned on with gratitude, doing the self-forgiveness piece. Let go of anything that is not serving you, because then you are inviting the passion of attraction to work for you. So that is where we are. I love you so much. I've really had a great time tonight. And I'm going to be playing with this more because I think there's far more to mine. You know, taking this number 6, 6 is about expansion. 6 is about growing to your higher self and your greater yet to be and integration so that you can give birth and create whatever your desires are, whatever your dreams are. Let them find a soft place in you tonight. Let today be a new day to grow and show everything you want to be. It's time. It's time. As I reminded that Life Coach Today or the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is taking a mini vacation, which means I get to take a break too. I'm going to hang out with some rest myself. We've got some great shows coming up for you in July for Love's Freedom Month. Make sure you join us for that. Don't forget to join Ambassa Safara on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. for the Play Experience and Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. I will be here next week on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Who knows what I'll give birth to after this conversation. But I definitely invite you to come back and join me. And I'm wondering if July 4th. Oh, yes, yes. 4th of July will be next week. And the show will be on after that. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something really fun. In D.C., we have the Folklife Festival. And we get to celebrate cultures on the National Mall. I'm not going down there on the 4th of July because that's when everybody is in Washington, D.C. But during that time, I will be checking out the Folklife Festival. They're doing a special shout-out to African-Americans about adornment. There is a piece about lost languages, and the Romanians are going to be in the house. So we'll be having conversations about gypsies. They have storytellers. There'll be food from all these great places. So that's what I'm going to be doing on the 4th. So I hope you have a happy, safe 4th. I understand that the 4th of July is the holiday where most animals get lost. So make sure you're taking care of the whereabouts of your little ones, your pets. And by all means, you know, fireworks are illegal where I am, but that doesn't mean people don't have them. But be safe. I mean, go see the fireworks. Don't burn them off yourself. It's just not even necessary. And that's where we are, folks. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. We're going to end with Troy Horn, God Light. You can find Troy at troyhorn.com. That's Horn with an E. I love this song. About the groove while I get up out of here. Are you going to dance with me?
Gone. I can't believe how fast this thing called life goes on. I still recall when I was young. The mama's baby has a daughter and two sons. Radio, don't play my songs. My kids rock out, they know the words to sing along. Circle of life, it's kind of strange. Sometimes it breaks my heart, but all of life is changed. The sun in the sky,
so bright.
And no matter what I hear about the
dark night,
I know that everything around me is perfect.
Alright,
I look into their eyes, I see their
godlike.
Got the sun in the sky,
so bright. No matter what I hear about
the dark night,
I know that everything around me is perfect. Alright,
newsman says. Some say they want my soul. All of this doom and gloom is getting kind of old. See, life is precious, gone in a flash. You better learn to celebrate it while it lasts. See, I don't know what you've come to do, but I'ma live my life until my life is through.
Shed this light, let it glimmer on those. When it all falls, let it simmer on hope. Just yesterday, I was blue holding in my head. Living in a world with so much death, I just wanna live with no regrets. Golden sunlight, the soldier's young mind. This morning gunfights and running for one time. I love the night, but I prefer the dawn. When the city yawns, have no pity on me. Walk along before I pass the torch. Craft the future in my fragile palm. The hand is down, you are the last resort. And through you, I live on.
When I look into your eyes, I see your
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.